Dreamscape presents Easy Prey by Catherine Lowe. Narrated by Elizabeth Cottle, Nick Mandeli, and Jack Malosh.
Today. Mouse. Parking lot, Edgewood High School, 7:34 a.m.
I said 7 o'clock, right? Drew asks for the fifth time, checking his enormous watch. I should have just told her 6:30 so she'd make it on time. He glares at me like it's my fault, like I have any control over what Jenna does.
She'll be here, I mutter.
I pull out my phone to text her again just as she comes into view across the parking lot. She's walking deliberately slowly, refusing to rush just because Drew summoned us here. That's how I know she hasn't seen it yet.
Nice of you to join us,
Drew calls, leaning back against his car with his arms crossed over his chest.
We've only been standing out here for 40 minutes waiting for you.
I take an involuntary step back as Jenna's eyes snap onto Drew from across the parking lot. Her spine stiffens and she picks up her pace, homing in on us like a torpedo.
Good morning to you too, Drew,
she says, batting her eyelashes in a very un-Jenna-like way.
Such a great idea to meet at the ass crack of dawn. I do so love paying to take public transit a full hour before my school bus runs.
She grips a cup of cheap gas station coffee so hard that her fingernails leave little crescents in the styrofoam. I am forever watching Jenna's hands. There's something mesmerizing about how graceful they are. She took ballet right up until last year, when she suddenly abandoned all her old interests. And though she tries her hardest to look tough, her hands give her away every time.
I see you both have cars today,
she says pointedly, looking between my mother's Corolla and Drew's BMW Roadster.
How very gentlemanly of you to offer me your...